The reading today is from Luke 1. Mary has a special visitor. A few months after visiting Zechariah in the temple, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a small house in Nazareth, a town far to the north of Jerusalem in the region of Galilee. Gabriel was going to give some special news to a young woman called Mary. Mary was Elizabeth's cousin. She was going to marry Joseph, who was descended from King David. The news that Gabriel was bringing to Mary was going to change her life. More than that, it was going to change the whole world, forever. Mary was frightened when she saw the angel. "Don't be afraid," said Gabriel. "God is with you. You're going to have a baby. His name will be Jesus. He will be the King of Israel, and his kingdom will last forever." "How can this happen?" asked Mary. "I'm not even married." "God's Holy Spirit inside you will make it happen," explained Gabriel. "Your child will be God's own son. To show you what God can do, your cousin Elizabeth is going to have a baby too, even though she's old." Mary bowed her head. "Here I am," she said. "I am God's servant. May it happen just as you have said." After Gabriel had left, Mary decided to visit Elizabeth. When she was near the house, Elizabeth hurried out to meet her, and the two women gave each other a joyful hug. They were so excited. Then Mary sang a beautiful song of thanks to God. She stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months before going back home to Nazareth. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, this morning we're going to be looking and thinking about Mary in three brief parts. So firstly, here we are in Nazareth. There's a young girl called Mary. She's likely a teenager. She's not famous. She's not rich. She's just ordinary. But as we've heard, the angel Gabriel appears and says something extraordinary. He says, "You will have a baby. He'll be called Jesus. He will be the Son of God." Can you imagine Mary's face for a moment? Me? A baby? A son? Mary could have said, "No way." She could have run away. What was Mary's response? She said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." "I am the Lord's servant," she says. "May it be to me as you have said." It's almost as shocking as the angel appearing. Mary said yes to God. Mary shows us why the Lord's favour is on her. She hears the angel's words and she believes him. She doesn't demand more explanations. She doesn't say, "Hang on a minute, what on earth are you talking about? That absolutely cannot happen." She doesn't raise objections. She doesn't point out all the reasons why this makes no sense. She doesn't just say a straightforward no. Instead, Mary trusts and obeys, and she says, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to you as you have said." And so because of Mary's obedience, God's plan to save us can continue as Jesus enters the world. And so, first question this morning, how good are we at saying yes to God? We've heard from some of us earlier in the service, haven't we? How good are we at saying yes to God? Perhaps what is God asking of us this summer, in this moment? Is it perhaps to get back into our Bibles, to spend some time in prayer? Is it coming alongside someone, taking someone out for a coffee? How might we say yes to God through this summer period? So we're just going to take a moment. You may see you've got some pieces of paper around you with a big yes on. So just take a moment. We've got pens around as well if you don't have one. So put your hand up if you need a pen. You may have brought pens with you. So what is God asking of us in this moment or through the summer? And then how might we say yes to God? Just take a minute to do this. So perhaps you want to take that home with you, stick it on your fridge or somewhere where you can see your yes to God through this summer. Secondly, we see Mary visit her cousin Elizabeth, who's also expecting a baby miraculously, who will be John the Baptist. And so when Mary arrives, Elizabeth's baby leaps in her womb, and Elizabeth says to Mary, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the child you'll bear." Even Elizabeth can see that Mary is special, not because she's powerful, but because she trusted God. We see that Mary has a deep, unwavering faith in God's goodness and in his plan for her life. She's willing to embrace God's plan, even when she can't see kind of where it leads or that it might mean an uncertain future. Mary trusts in God's promises, even when she doesn't fully understand how they might be fulfilled. And so as we follow Mary through her life, we see that her trust wasn't just limited to big events, but also to everyday situations, as day by day she brought Jesus up to be the man he became. We see too that Mary was humble. She was able to recognize God's greatness and surrender some of her own hopes and desires in order to trust God's plan for her and for the world. We see too that she's resilient. It's a really good school value, resilience. Some of the younger people here might recognize that. So she's resilient and she perseveres through all of life's challenges and uncertainties, trusting that God's plan will ultimately prevail. We see that trust is a foundational thing in or element in Mary's relationship with God and in our relationship with God, because it demonstrates our belief in his promises and his character. And so Mary had trust at the heart of her relationship with God. Finally, we see that she sings a song of praise. In all her excitement at what God is doing in and through her, she sings a song of praise, and it's one that's full of joy and courage and worship. She says, or sings, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has done great things for me." It's a song that celebrates God's faithfulness, the fact that God's kingdom will be a radical reversal. The humble will be lifted up, and the mighty and the powerful will be laid low. Mary may have been young and unknown, but she knew her Bible. She knew her place in God's story. Mary knows that God can do extraordinary things through ordinary people. Do we? Are we people that know that God can work extraordinary things through us, his ordinary people? So what can we take from Mary? Well, I think Mary shows us what it looks like to trust God fully. She didn't have all the answers. She wasn't the most powerful, but she was willing. And so in Mary, we see humble, resilient faith. We see that God doesn't always choose the strongest, the richest, or the loudest. He chooses those who listen for his voice and who respond with a yes. So perhaps if we're amongst the youngest here this morning, can we say yes to God, even in small ways? Perhaps that's sharing or helping or being kind. Can you respond with a yes to those? For others of us, can we trust God when life is uncertain, perhaps even scary? And then others of us, are we open to God using us like Mary? Are we open to God using us, no matter our age or situation? Do we require answers and explanations, or are we simply willing to trust? So let's be still as we pray together. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that Mary found favour in your eyes. Thank you that she responded to your call with obedience and faith. Thank you too that the son she gave birth to was the saviour of the world. And so Jesus, we pray this morning that we might also find favour in your eyes, that we too might be your servants, responding to your call, your invitation, with obedience and faith as we put our trust in you. Amen. And let's just take